Bedtime Bites presents The Meadow of Sleeping Butterflies. High up on Willoughby Hill, where the grass grew soft as cotton candy and the breeze smelled like honey, there lived a curious little boy named Luca. Luca had brown eyes that sparkled with wonder and a habit of asking why about absolutely everything. One warm summer evening, just as the sun began painting the sky in shades of peach and lavender, Luca noticed something magical. Butterflies, hundreds and hundreds of butterflies, were floating down from the clouds like colorful snowflakes, heading toward the meadow behind his house. "Mama, where are all the butterflies going?" Luca asked. His mother smiled and kissed the top of his head. "Why don't you follow them and see? But remember, be gentle and quiet. Some mysteries are delicate." Luca tiptoed through the tall grass, following the flutter of orange wings and the whisper of blue ones. The butterflies led him to a secret meadow he'd never seen before, tucked between two ancient oak trees whose branches formed a perfect archway. And there, Luca gasped, the entire meadow was filled with sleeping butterflies. They rested on flower petals like tiny, breathing paintings. Some folded their wings together like hands in prayer. Others spread their wings flat, showing off patterns of dots and swirls and zigzags. "Oh," Luca whispered, "I didn't know butterflies sleep." "Of course we do," came a gentle, tinkling voice. Luca looked down to see a magnificent butterfly with wings of silver and gold, resting on a dandelion puff. She was a bit smaller than the others, and wore what looked like a tiny crown made of moonlight. "I'm Luna," the butterfly said with a yawn, "queen of the evening butterflies. Welcome to our sleeping meadow, little Luca." "How did you know my name?" Luca asked, sitting down very carefully so as not to disturb anyone. "The wind tells us things," Luna said, stretching her delicate wings. "We know all the children who have kind hearts and gentle footsteps." "Why do you all come here to sleep?" Luca wondered, watching a bright yellow butterfly settle onto a clover. Luna fluttered up to perch on Luca's knee. "Because this meadow has the softest flowers, the sweetest dreams, and the most peaceful magic. You see, butterflies can't sleep just anywhere. We need special places where we feel safe and loved." As Luna spoke, more butterflies arrived. A pair of orange monarchs landed on nearby bluebells. Three little white butterflies curled up together on a daisy, looking like a fluffy cloud. A brilliant blue butterfly yawned so wide that Luca could see its tiny curled tongue. "What makes this meadow so special?" Luca asked. "Watch," Luna whispered. As twilight deepened, the meadow began to glow, not with regular light, but with a soft, dreamy shimmer that seemed to rise from the flowers themselves. Each blossom pulsed gently, like a slow heartbeat, and the air filled with a sound like the ocean, calm and rhythmic and soothing. "The flowers here grow from dream seeds," Luna explained. "Every time a child has a happy dream, a seed falls from the sky and plants itself in this meadow. The flowers bloom with all that joy and peace, and that's what helps us sleep so soundly." "That's beautiful," Luca said, his own eyes growing heavy. A tiny caterpillar crawled up beside them. "Will I sleep here too someday?" it asked Luna hopefully. "When you grow your wings, little one," Luna said kindly. "For now, you can rest under the leaves." The caterpillar wiggled happily toward a cabbage leaf, calling back, "Good night, everyone." "Good night," chorused several sleepy butterflies. Luca noticed that as each butterfly settled into sleep, its wings would flutter three times, once for peace, once for rest, and once for sweet dreams. It was like they were tucking the Luna, L.